Time for Triple Team emergency traffic. It's been a mess out there, Heather.
It certainly has, and the 201 freeway is taking the brunt of most of the problems out there. Not only do we have at least half a dozen, I think we're up to maybe 8 or 9 crashes now on the 201 freeway, all heading eastbound. The fog just moved in as well out in Magna on 201 between 8400 West and 56 West. So that's reducing your visibility. You want to slow down your speeds, and I would just stay off of it personally. And then if you're on the west side belt southbound, we're still looking at 2 right lanes blocked due to a rollover crash at 4700 South, and that's caused delays backed up to the 201 freeway. Eric?
We had a southbound accident earlier in Utah County. This is right at University Avenue in Provo, blocking off a couple of right-hand lanes. But the northbound side has been pretty free from any kind of fender benders this morning, all the way up to Point of the Mountain from Provo. And then beyond that, heading up to the south interchange, nothing going on as far as accidents or delays. And that's good news if you're out on I-15. Lynn Thomas?
With a crash in North Salt Lake at the north interchange to go west or southbound on the I-215 has been cleared, but still some residual slowing here. And on Legacy, as you approach I-215 heading southbound in Farmington, still a little bit slow on the US 89 ramp to southbound I-15, where we had a previous accident. Otherwise, drivers are doing well at lower speeds. Salt Lake Community College creates a pathway to success for 60,000 students every year, and that helps keep Utah's future bright, very bright. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. A very cold morning out there. What about